Let me see the book. Oh, it's thicker than the other ones.
You're thicker than the other ones.
Nah, she a little thick. She's skin and bones. The rest are just bones.
Skin and bones. Nah, skin and bones.
Momo was kind of thick.
Momo?
Momo got some curve.
They had a balanced Momo. They gave her everything, but then they were like, yeah, let's give her a horrible voice.
Stephen Curry.
They nerfed her.
Would you fuck Stephen Curry?
Who the fuck is Stephen Curry?
Who would it, bro?
Anyways, let's start the podcast.
I'm gonna start the podcast now. Hi, guys. Welcome to Wasted Weekends.
Get out of the way.
Remember, guys, this is my podcast. All right, welcome to Wasted Weekend.
For our Patreon viewers, this is being recorded for the first time ever.
First time ever.
Will it be uploaded? Who knows?
Bro, we have like 5 videos that are just sitting on Oscar's computer.
Bro.
Doesn't Devin have one?
It sucks to render, bro. It'd be every time I'd render a video, it'd be like 80% done and then it just crash.
Fuck.
I hate that shit.
I have to return this.
What?
I can't buy it. Look at it.
Mm-hmm. You can't what?
Oh, my Le Seraphim one that I got at Target, it had a fucking big ass dent in it, and I was so mad.
It's not for sale at the back, bro. I have to return it. I have to follow the rules.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the dent on this.
Dented?
Yeah.
Why did you dent it?
No, why did you dent it?
Not for sale. Get out of here.
Says it on the back of this one, too. Not for sale.
It's because I'm pretty sure they know that they're starting to resell it. That's wild. Like, that's going to stop anything.
It smells like her.
No.
I host the topic.
Topic. What have we been up to? What have we been up to, huh? This week. Huh? Yeah. Alright, let's catch up, guys. What the fuck?
Yeah, I worked at Target for 4 whole hours.
Oh yeah, I forgot. You started Target and then you just dipped.
I said, y'all don't want to give me the weekends off and have me opening only? Yeah, I'm gonna be real with you, Peggy, or whatever her name was.
Brian coming again to the new job, like, all right, fuck your shift. These are the hours I want.
But isn't that how it's supposed to be, though?
Huh?
Isn't that how it's supposed to be?
Yeah, they're looking for, like, help, and I'm like, I'm willing to help you, but, I mean, you gotta work with me.
To be honest, that's usually how it's supposed to be, like, like, I'm able to work these days, so.
That's what I was telling him, like, why don't you work here?
Yeah.
Where?
He was saying.
I said I was going to work here.
Yeah, exactly.
But my whole plan was to pick up all these checks I could before the semester started.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. The world just doesn't want me to work.
Damn.
My mom told me that she's going to send me to Los Angeles so I could just wait until school starts over here.
Send you to the Los Angeles?
Yeah, to live with my grandma.
Oh, okay.
And just vibe over there.
At where?
Los Angeles. I ain't gonna dox myself.
Okay, I was gonna dox myself. Like,
he's like getting trips to Cali for free, and then he's like, I'm fighting demons, guys. I'm really going through it.
I am fighting demons.
First of all, why would she send you to Cali?
Because she says I look stressed.
Oh.
Yeah, he's really fighting demons out in California.
I was gonna bring mine.
I'm fighting demons.
I was gonna bring mine, but I was all like,
well, show the picture of yours.
Nah.
You brought.
Nah.
They're not allowed to see that.
For real. Oh, I looked at my Chaeyoung binder. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how yours was, like, broken? And so was, who else bought one? I don't know who else bought one.
What are you talking about?
The Daikon ones.
Oh, yeah.
My Chaeyoung one? Pristine.
Facts.
I'm a seller. Nah, bro.
I'll go break it right now.
Nah, bro.
Please. I'll make sure you have no joy with it.
Please.
So, Jose, what you been up to?
Watching this man get fired from Target.
I didn't get fired. What the fuck? I just didn't show up. What do you mean?
They
tried telling me that, like, okay, we'll have to terminate you because you promised. And I was like, what?
Is it better to get terminated, though?
For what?
He wouldn't qualify for workers' compensation.
Bro, I walked in, sat down, watched a video with, like, a bunch of cringy millennial YouTubers all freaking out about Target.
Are we millennials, though?
Huh?
Aren't we millennials?
Nah.
No.
Well, I mean, you are.
Well, yeah, I thought millennials were like 30-year-olds, aren't they?
Yeah. We're at the...
He's getting closer.
We're at the borderline.
Yeah, he's about to be 30. He's about to be 40, honestly. I look at
him. Shut the fuck up. The running joke is that you're 40, bro.
I've never heard that joke ever in my life.
Since when?
Oh, my bad. I forgot
it. What's it called? I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, I've just been chilling.
Just chilling. Oh, we played Overwatch.
Oh, yeah.
We played Overwatch.
I had so much fun. You guys don't know.
Bro, the way this man would just leave me.
I was getting pissed.
I was telling you that, like, before you came out, like, yeah, I'd be like,
you,
like,
don't protect the healer. Like, why would I stay,
like,
with you?
I'm like, Brian's behind me, healing me, gave me the confidence to push. And then, like, see, you know, I'm fighting two and I turn around. I'm,
yeah, because, like, like, you were just running away.
Shut up. You stayed on a wall for a fat minute.
Somebody got in between and started shooting at me. I'm like, I'm not staying here. So hey, then, bro, I started flying.
You only revived once in the whole, like, seven games we were in.
Bro, I had max healing. Oh, yesterday I got a... once we stopped, like, at 1 a.m., I got a play of the game as a Lucio.
Did I? What
the fuck? Yeah. I was healing everybody, and then I pushed the entire team off the little cliff down
there. Bro, yeah. This
over here, this gamer man doesn't know how to hold square.
What's a... is it Helios? Which one's the Greek one?
Helios. Where, like,
Yeah. I pushed him off. There? I was like, fuck.
That's nice.
How do I change characters? How do I change characters?
Yeah, bro, you just push square. Press and hold square. It really says on your screen, bro.
Bro, you guys are the ones that play controllers, I know.
He's playing on a PC. He got square.
No, he plays on controller.
I play on a PC.
No, he plays on the controller. He told me multiple times.
For real?
I play on PC.
He's like, yeah, I plug my controller into the PC. I play with my controller.
I want to get a PC.
Just look at the screen. It tells you what to push.
No, every time I get there, like, it, like, when I look, se desaparecía. At the end, I figured out it was H.
Nah, it's
square. But now, next time when we go
on. What shape is an H? A square.
No, it
is. Should have been easy.
It's shape of an H. Yeah, I was telling him I was getting pissed because I'm like, you guys are fucking on my record.
Your record?
Yeah.
He's like, I was like, win. And when you guys, when I play with you guys, it's lose.
Bro, this is my first time playing since, like, 2017.
I was telling him that it might have been because when he joined that we started losing. Because didn't we win our first two games?
Oh, yeah, we won, like, back to back. And then you joined, and then you
won everything. Because I took Overwatch seriously for a minute. Yeah. I was, like, platinum ranked.
I think it's because they fixed the matchmaking.
So they brought in better players when I joined?
Yeah, bro, that shit fucked.
Damn.
I was feeling myself those games. Nah, but then he came in room.
You got checked?
Yeah. Fuck.
Overwatch was all like, this guy only got
two wins.
Let's put him.
No, they saw the soccer skin. They were like, all right, send him everything.
Fuck.
Well, in other news.
I was showing Lisa the skins.
All I've been doing is working, you know, like usual. I got all my packages. I upgraded a Steam Deck. Took me like 30 minutes to an hour. Took out the backplate. Was going to change the SSD. Turns out I bought the wrong SSD.
I was showing Lisa the skins.
And fucking, and then, what else? Bro, I finally got all my packages for, like, my art supplies. I spent like $500 on art supplies.
I was showing Lisa the skins. And the
funny man. And, yeah, bro.
Well, I was also thinking about applying at Blix.
Which one?
The one that said,
play with you.
Oh, I applied there. Oh. They didn't get me.
Yeah, nobody's going to take you.
The one by the Katasakita,
right? They'll take me.
The Katasakita by Siudino?
Where?
The Blix?
That might be an option, too.
Yeah.
The one by Woodfield?
Yeah, but I was thinking Woodfield. Because from here, if I work at the one here, it's going to be like 40 minutes to get back to my house.
Yeah.
If I work at the one over there by Woodfield, then I could just get on the highway and it's like 10 minutes back to my house.
That's easy, honestly.
Yeah, so I was going to apply that one.
They're not bad. They offer like $16 an hour. I applied there a while ago.
My issue.
Can you accept it?
Is that dead ass?
No, I got it. It's just I got more hours at my warehouse job, so I was like, fuck it, I'll stay here.
You were working at Blix?
I got the job, I just never showed.
Oh.
That is wild, bro. They hate me.
But my issue is I just want to work like fucking one day.
Hey bro, Blix is the perfect job.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
That's wild.
You're gonna give me like 1 or 2 days?
Just 1 or 2 days?
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, probably. You don't got that. I forgot.
Nah, the way that I thought Target was going to be it, and then I just spent like $500.
Stop. On what?
Let me see.
Just like this man over here?
Nah,
bro. I need a haircut.
Bro,
And then 2 weeks later, yeah, I bought a Steam Deck for $500, and my $500 art supplies just came in.
Yeah, bro, that shit was...
I'm my demon.
I can't wait till I get to use them one day.
I've actually only spent like $400.
But on what?
So much cheaper.
Like K-pop, food. And then yesterday when I went crazy on Overwatch.
This man got...
What do you mean went crazy? All you had to do is spend $50.
No, I went to GameStop so I could buy the online for 3 months. And then I had to buy 60.
Oh, yeah, I forgot his console.
I do all that. Yeah. And then I filled up on gas like twice.
twice. Yeah. I thought your car was eco-friendly.
Yeah, I thought.
Well, from like last month. Because it was on the 4th. What day are we on?
The 10th or 11th?
11th.
But then I put 20 bucks.
And then we got the like dinner on Tuesday.
What dinner?
He keeps reminding you the dinner on Tuesday.
What's wrong with the dinner? Isn't it paid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now you got to spend extra gas money to get there.
Nah, it's okay.
No. You got to spend it now.
I'm going to just bring
it. What day is it? It's the 11th.
Yeah.
11-11, make a wish, baby.
Shut the fuck up.
I would just bring Edgar. Be like, I just stand there.
Yeah, can I? Bro, I the way that it'd be so much funner if Edgar was there.
The way Lena would have a top screaming out of the top of my lungs. Face claim.
Face claim. Face claim.
Look at your owner. Face claim. Bro, the way she would talk to us the next day, be like, who was it?
Who is that? He looks familiar. I think I interviewed him. But he's bald.
As soon as they go like this, you're like, I know you. Because I was sitting like this the whole time.
After meeting your friend, I'm going to need both of you guys to hand over your badges.
Stop. Imagine.
Immediately.
Badge? I'm not giving the car holder. I'm going to keep it.
I'm going to keep it forever.
Let's go to the Travis Scott concert.
Uh-huh.
And then just bring those and be like, Travis Scott. Oh, you got to bleep that out.
Yeah.
Once he claps, I know he's not going to edit it.
Don't forget it. Bleep that out. And off the video.
Huh?
And off the video.
Does that record audio too?
It does. So when you go on...
No, can't you just wipe off the audio and then just replace it?
No, I need the audio.
Why?
Because when you put go on Premiere, you use the audio of the camera to... what's it called? To synchronize with the audio that's here.
Oh.
So it'll be shitty audio here, but it'll find the lows and highs of both of them, so you can synchronize.
When you came in, did you see the people filming the movie over there?
What movie? Like a little Mexican family?
No, there's like people shooting a movie over there.
There's like a Mexican family and like a kid who's crying, and everyone's trying to make him happy.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No, we didn't. Like he's like fully on the floor, just like crying.
Let me go tell. Let's go.
Then what the fuck did we see then?
I don't know.
We saw
right here in this hallway, the people shooting a movie.
Yeah, they're shooting a movie.
No. Oh, there's like a girl who's just like on the floor. Damn. Oh, maybe. There's a lot of people on the floor.
Huh? Did you check on her?
What?
Did you check on her?
I was like, you need a friend? Then I put my hand on her head.
You just keep going a little lower.
I know.
Do you need a friend in you?
Caught up one of the topics.
All right, bro. We already caught up, right? Sort of. What's been happening right now? I don't fucking know.
Bro, that's what I had an issue with. So I just had to bust out like random themes.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on in the world.
Let's talk about like the returns of like
anime old school. Expo, like that's 8 months, 7 weeks, 2 days away.
We can.
No.
I'm gonna have to tell if I'm just gonna stick with just 2 hours a day. I'm gonna have to tell Lisa she can't go. And I'm just gonna sleep in your guys' bathtub.
That's wild, bro.
How much is our hotel right now? Like what, 800 each?
Yeah, it's 800. Is it 800?
Was it divided by 3?
No, I think it was like 20 something.
What?
Like 2,400 or something.
No, it was like 800 each. Yeah, well, it comes out to like, I think 800 each for us.
But did you rent it out already? Or reserved it? Yeah. So it's like 800, 900.
Was it divided by 3?
I don't know. Why are we going to divide by 3?
Let me check.
Actually. Yeah, see? Look at Jose. He's doing the math. He's saving money.
Hey, yeah, if you join us, it's 5,000 each.
Yeah.
I'll use my credit card. Just quick pay me. The way I disappear. I show up to your house. I bought the property you live on. Get out.
Right now, if it's me and you, it's 882.
882? Do it with 3.
Well, this time
if I divide it between 6, it's 292.
Yo, Jose,
6? Who else is going?
We'll find someone.
Devin?
We'll find.
Do you think Devin would be done?
No, bro.
He'd want a bed for sure.
Right? He's not allowed to leave his house.
What?
I don't know if he's gonna be down.
Bro, he never goes anywhere.
Yeah.
That's why I just stopped inviting him places. Because he's like, it's too far.
Just come in to him. Too far.
Last time we invited him, we went to Booms. He showed up.
Well, yeah, because he's 5 minutes away. Oh, 2 yes. minutes away.
Fucking
tell that man to leave the area. Rosal, he's like,
let's invite Berto.
Who?
Berto. Heriberto.
Bro, the way that I have not communicated with that man.
I just talked to him like 2 days ago.
Bring your cousin again.
No, he's probably going to be like in Africa or Korea.
Not tell them to come back.
Damn, they're sending the monkey back to Africa.
You're wild.
He's like a dark-skinned Mexican, guys. No, hey, no. I can say it because I'm Mexican.
Ever since I've been in that man's car, I don't want to see him ever again.
No, bro, for real, the wave bro. Was
dirty as fuck.
The flies.
No way, dude. I told my aunt straight away, like, nah, that car is dirty bro, as
I
fuck.
I swallowed a fly when I was in
the brakes sounded iffy and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Is it kind of shitty?
The little flies.
Yeah.
The biggest thing I'm excited for going back is the K-pop store.
What K-pop store?
The one in Cali.
Which one?
The one we went to.
Why? We already got everything.
Bro, they have way better stuff than we did.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they did.
What did they have?
Remember they had that whole wall of individual photo cards you could buy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you know the K-pop store, the quote-unquote ghetto one that we went to?
K-pop of Chicago?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have the same thing. They're just selling their, like, the POBs that we get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just sells them. She, like, whoa. She literally, like, at the cashier, she just has binders. Oh, and she's like, yeah, you could just buy these.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Fuck. In our store, they'll be like, ah, you gotta buy all 9 you collection albums.
You
gotta buy
the album. You gotta buy, yeah. Or you gotta buy a set of albums to get, like, one.
Stop.
Yeah.
We had one for V from BTS.
Uh-huh.
Each album was, like, $32.
Yeah.
And she was like, all right, to get a chance to buy the $12 POB, you have to buy all 3.
Yeah. And you still gotta buy the POB.
For an extra 12.
Yeah. That's wild.
And if you buy all 3, you get, like, so they're color-coded, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can only get the color-coded one, and then once you buy all 3, plus the little mini one, you get the white one.
Which, like, I think we did the math on it one day. I think it would have come out to, like, $130 to get everything.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You go on Instagram, just type in wanting to buy V. The POEs that we sell is, like, $2.
Hey, people still buy them, though.
Hmm?
People still buy them.
Nah, you're fucking whatever... Owners fucking making money.
He saw that one day, that Sunday, people buying stacks of albums.
Yeah,
for no reason.
But because they don't know that there's another K-pop store around here.
They really don't.
Go send them to.
Well, I mean, there's us. There's look, the one look, in Chicago.
See, you can see the binder. She's just literally selling them.
There's the one in the ghetto. Yeah. They don't have a lot of stuff though.
Who?
The one in the ghetto.
Bro, it's not even ghetto. It's Midway.
Nah, bro. If it's not white, it's ghetto.
No. If I see Kings over there, it's ghetto.
There is no Kings, bro. We walked in there. There was like a whole laundromat and kids
running around. Isn't that where they're at, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're known for seeing a black person and be like, hey, you GD?
For real? All right, I'm going to go. Never mind.
Yeah, are you black? What the fuck?
I'm a go-go.
Yeah. It's like a running joke.
What?
That I'm black?
No, a running joke that, like, if they see a black person, they just walk up to them and ask them if they're GD.
She has the same supplier as the one that we work. She gets literally the same things we do.
Yeah, but the store's not as big.
Her supply, or what she orders in, is lesser.
No, yeah, probably.
There's the one in Niles. That sells, like, a lot of stuff.
You said Niles, bro? That's what she has, like, 2 hours away, isn't it?
Yeah, but they have, like, a lot of good stuff.
Is it?
Then we got our boy Edgar who can get it for free.
Huh?
Dude, or just walk in there and take shit.
No, honestly, bro.
Just oh, it's only 5 hours?
Just walk in and say, Brian sent you and just take stuff.
Brian sent me.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian sent you the receipt later.
Yeah, put it on Brian's tab.
Anyway, Caesar posting that he still works at Uniqlo.
Damn,
bro. That should kind of
trigger. I ain't gonna lie,
though. I was gonna say something, but never mind. You're never gonna hear this anyways.
Why Neil? Why does Neil look like that?
Wait, Neil's working there?
I don't know. Isn't that an Indian?
You just assume that'd be Neil.
Is it? Or is that Vanush? Or whatever the other guy is.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. But Cesar's been working there longer than I've worked in any other job. I was talking to Heriberto. I was telling him, like, yeah, I still work at my job. Like, I've been here for, like, almost 2 years. And then he messaged me, like, yeah, last time I talked to you, every 3 months, you'd be having another job.
Bruh.
2 years.
How did you do it, bro? Like, I can't even find one.
I've been at mine for, like, 4 now.
Dead ass? No, for me, like, I jump after, like, a year. My longest was the last job was like 1 year and 3 months, and then I got laid off.
I've subtly found out that I've only stayed at all my jobs for 2 years, like literally 2 years, and then like maybe a month or two.
But it wasn't from your choice though, right?
Like a few.
Because most of them, the reason I've been jumping from job to job is because my choice. I quit. I just stopped showing up.
I would say like half of them are my choice.
Yeah. Only one, yeah, one job I got fired, and then the rest, which is like, in one of them I got laid off, but, or, well, fired because they sold the company, and they couldn't, the new company couldn't hire me.
You should have bought it.
Honestly.
For bro, you should have just dropped a rack.
Ah.
That's it.
Yeah, rack, bro. They bought that shit for millions.
Yeah. I've just been at my job because it's convenient as fuck.
Oh, look, I got my YouTube merch. I got my socks. Look at this shit.
Who is it? Why is it a panda? Oh shit. What YouTuber is that?
MXR.
MXR mods. You guys want to fuck Kingo a crab? Fuck you?
Why is that her merch?
It's not her merch. It's their merch.
Oh, my bad.
What's the boy's name?
Huh?
What's the boy's name?
Henry.
MXR Henry?
Henry.
I downloaded a Skyrim mod so I could fuck one of the crabs. Wait. Shout out MXR.
You gotta get a PC, bro.
Yeah, you
do so much better.
I was talking to
him. Hey, bro, that was gonna be my first purchase, but Target didn't work out.
I mean,
how do you do it? How do you get a new job, bro? This shit impossible.
If I can't find a quick job, like one that doesn't hire me right away, I usually go to temp agencies.
Temp agencies?
Yeah.
I tried that, and then they sent me to a sauce company, and then they got mad at me for like water hosing like a bunch of the sauce.
You deadass told me that you like, yeah, all I do here is just water.
Yeah, it turns out I wasn't supposed to do that.
he was messaging us and he's like, yeah, all I did for like 4 or 5 hours is just
water things. And then I was like, they're like, you're not supposed to do that. It's okay, we'll find you a different spot the next day. And then I just didn't show up.
Bro, I mean, Tempe's, you can get the job that same day or the next day. But they won't be good jobs.
No, yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Bro. I remember I went to this one interview and I was late, but not by my fault, but the traffic. And they got a little bit like mad or disappointed that I showed up. And they talked to me like, oh, but make sure to not show up late when we hire you. Like, we're trying to hire you. Like, just make sure not to be late. And I'm like, okay, I thought we had an understanding. Next thing you know, they called. I went to the temp agency. Like, yeah, they're offering you this. They also told me you showed up late. I'm like, yeah, I don't want that job no more. Because I thought we had an understanding. Like, why the fuck are you snitching to me in my fucking, like.
Just apply somewhere fun. Like, I don't know, GameStop.
GameStop? Bro, that shit not fun. I heard of horror stories from GameStop, bro.
No, I said when Toscano was working there, he said he had fun.
Who? Bro's like 50 years old now.
He's like 40, I think.
No, he's 50 years old.
Because he was like, what, 6 or 8 years older than PewDiePie? Really? But yeah.
You can start kissing more ass and get more hours at K-Pop NAR.
Bleep that out.
Nah, keep it in.
Nah, I don't even want. I don't.
Yeah, it's just. I think, honestly, bro, it's just.
Hey, for at least for me, for a second job, that shit's easy. I just sit on the counter.
Yeah, that K-pop store is a second job. I don't want to get more hours there.
But you got, you really gotta find a job that works with my schedule towards your skill set.
Yeah,
my skill set. So yeah. The airport.
Yeah, again? I would say so. Because I mean that's the only experience you got.
Nah, I gotta.
I mean, why don't you go apply with him?
What
warehouse?
He said he don't got no. He
We're not hiring, bro.
You said till October. It's already been past.
Oh, bro, their hours have been getting cut.
Nah, bro. Put in a good word for me.
Because all our biggest...
Tell them I got the schlop of the century.
What is it called?
Uh-huh.
Worker place that we work with is Joanne's.
Oh.
And they just stopped paying us for some reason. The boss was like, yeah, they owe us like $250,000. They just won't pay us.
What?
Damn, bro. So Joanne Fabrics?
Yeah.
Stop.
So we stopped putting...
Didn't they just announce bankruptcy?
No. They just paid last week, so we got more work now.
No, like 2 hours ago, bro. Joanne Fabrics. Because I follow them because they have a membership. They just canceled my membership.
You have a membership for Joanne's Fabrics?
Yeah, I'd be buying fabrics. Sir.
This is why you'd be broke.
Stop lying. You're just fucking around, Brian. You're lying.
For real.
They're not broke. I know they just paid us. We got more work.
See, look. Rumors of Joanne Fabrics closing.
She just Googled it, bro. Fuck out of here.
Well, yeah. They were like, hey, if they go bankrupt, we lose half our business.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
I'm warehouse. So
honestly, you should really just become manager and fire 2 people and then hire us.
A day. 2 people a day.
Yeah, 2 people. No, just 2 people in general. They hire me and Brian into it.
I just be big chilling.
For real?
Well, I mean, I work from like 8 to 4 since I work doubles. Once they leave, I just set up my Steam Deck. I just be big chilling.
Oh, work with Heriberto.
Why am I getting Jews?
Yeah?
What?
Work with Heriberto.
No, let me block this Jew.
He was messaging me. He was like, yeah, my job, I'm sweet people 30 minutes to an hour.
You said what? Sorry.
But Felipe was like, yeah, my job, I'd be sleeping an hour.
Where does he work?
He's like...
Is he still a pharmacy?
It's a shipping.
Shipping?
Yeah, shipping department. I'd be hiding in the trucks or in my car sleeping for 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay, if you don't want to do shit, the best jobs are warehouse jobs.
Yeah, to be honest.
You can get away with a lot.
Bro. I mean, I don't know, bro. I think you just got to be like mad lazy if you actually... Because me, I'm not like that.
Oh my bad.
I like that, bro. It's just like I just can't do that.
Nah, bro.
There's some people who could, like, props for them for being able to hide. I remember I worked with this one guy. I'm not gonna tell you what race he was, but
black.
He was brown.
He was he would just go in the back and sleep for 4 hours in the
African.
4 hours. And he just like come back like todo like bien dormido and he like start working the machine.
Hey, he got paid for it.
Baboon, yeah. Subspecies.
I don't know the camera, like, and then I put up that camera, you started making a lot of jokes.
Salami, eggs, and bacon, people. Huh? Salami, eggs, and bacon. You see, people were making fake edits of being like, they're returning. Look what? At the new photos.
What?
The Boondocks.
The Boondocks?
Oh, yeah, people are like, are hating the animation, like the new one.
But is it actually confirmed it's coming back?
I don't know.
Bro, I hope so.
Well, well, well.
Well, well. Well, well. Like a, well, like a moth to a flame. No, but yeah, I don't know, man. You just gotta find a job that's like built for you.
I just go on Indeed.
Indeed?
Yeah.
Low key, yeah. Indeed was actually kind of.
I mean, you got a shit ton like a like about retail, to send you, Apple hiring right experience. Now. Hmm? You got a lot of like customer service like experience.
Apple yeah. is hiring right now, part time.
Oh, yeah.
But for, they're doing it seasonal.
So?
Don't you just want a job for like 2 months?
Exactly.
For 2 months. Yeah, but then after that, I want to like a part time. Like just work on the weekends.
I mean,
like,
for seasonal jobs. Let's be honest, if they like you, they'll keep you.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, they ain't gonna like
you. The whole point of seasonal is that, okay, for sure we're gonna keep you for temp, but if we do like you, we'll just keep you for...
That's what happened to me at Best Buy.
Nah, they're not gonna like me because I already know if I get a seasonal job, I'm 100% calling off on Black Friday and on Christmas and all that shit.
That's the whole point of the job.
What's it called?
They want you for those days.
That's what I'm saying.
What's it called? Apply at Best Buy.
Best Buy?
Yeah, I got an interview there. Bad debt, though.
Depends on where you work, though.
I got mad because well, they got me, let me they tell had you, me waiting there for like 30 minutes.
From experience, like, Best Buy Warehouse is dog shit.
What do you mean?
Like, nah, they be working you. They be working you.
At Best Buy?
Yeah.
How?
If you're warehouse, for sure, like, obviously, you're going to have to unload the trucks.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they're going to make you carry like 80-inch TVs on your own. Damn. And if you drop them, bro, that's your ass.
That ain't my ad, bro. I'm just gonna damn.
And then the fuck? Black Friday, you work from like 2 a.m. to like
no, 8 like I said, morning. I'm not working Black Friday.
It sucks.
They're gonna be like, we hired you.
The only reason I was excited is because after it ended, they're like, all right, we're gonna keep you as a salesperson.
Oh, that's dope.
And then they clapped me.
They clapped.
And then 2 months later, they're like, hey, never mind. You want to come back?
Oh, did you say it was because they didn't have that much jobs or shit?
Yeah, it was me and Devin, and then they really liked us for salespeople. And then they clapped both of us and kept these other two dudes. And the two dudes, that like, literally after season ended, they just left.
I'm dead.
So they called me and Devin back. Devin said no, I think. And then at that point, I had the warehouse job.
Where does Devin work? Didn't he graduate?
He works with his dad, though?
I think. Like, his dad's friend.
Oh, his dad.
He does, like, programming?
Yeah, I don't know something what he like makes. That. He said that he started, like, doing, like, less programming. He started doing, like, 3D shit.
Something like that.
Yeah. So he's doing like 3D like stuff.
I think I'm going to sell off a bunch of my shit that I don't use. And I'm going to get a PC just so I could start building skills.
Why don't you just get a PC like him?
A pre-built?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But did you pay monthly?
I did for a while, yeah.
Yeah, see? Just do it like him. You can go to Micro Center. You got the Apple card.
What do you mean?
You got the Apple card. Go to Micro Center and be like, here's my budget.
Bro said just swipe it.
Micro Center also does it's a monthly payment.
That's true. How he got his PC.
For real?
Yeah.
Huh?
Mine came out to $1,300.
Yeah. Damn, bro. Hey, once you go to Micro Center, you tell them, like, yo, I want a PC that runs these games at this resolution. My budget is like $1,500 to $2,000. And then they just swipe it and then pay monthly.
Damn. Yeah, I'll think about it.
Which, honestly, if you add in the parts that I just bought, it probably brings my PC total to like $1,600, which is still pretty good. But it's overkill right now.
Yeah. I mean, yours is good. It's just that the AIO, because remember, me researching it, it just said that AIO gets.
Can I play Tetris?
Oh?
Can I play Tetris on it?
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
No, that's too like high end.
Fuck.
I remember when I used to play this one game in my old computer back in like the 2000s.
Minesweeper.
It was a King Kong one.
It was a what?
A King Kong one, I think.
And King Kong.
You were in the jungle.
Oh.
Well.
But yeah, fuck. Oh, did you see Big Time Rush is coming back?
Big Time Rush? Yeah, I did see that, actually.
Honestly, I was into one of their songs. It's called Waves. It's pretty good, I'm not going to lie.
Waves don't die.
I was about to play that. Oh, you mean this one?
I don't I tried to get into them, and then I saw one of them in the music video has like a double chin and facial hair. I was like, fuck.
No, did you see how, you see like one of them, like his face is just chubby now?
Yeah.
He has two big dimples right here. I'm like, damn, bro, they got old.
Bro got that ugly plastic surgery.
Which
what's
one?
What's her name again?
Big Time Rush.
Big Time Rush.
Bro.
Which is the first one? I just wanna be your boyfriend.
Wasn't that?
What was their song?
Wasn't that Justin Bieber?
Wasn't that Chris Chan?
Was it was
Chris Chan?
Oh damn, bro, I got him confused because they do all
Chris Chan and Justin Bieber. Yo, bro, I can see the mistake.
They also have a song Big called Time Boyfriend. Rush? Yeah, Big Time Rush. Yo, it's them.
Big Time Rush, bro.
Show it to the viewers.
No, you guys gotta pay more.
Did you see the video with Chris Chan where they went to like a museum?
Chris Chan?
Yeah.
It's Christine Chan.
It's Christine.
When they went to, I think it was like an Indian history museum, he was like, I'm sorry, I have to do this. He was like, my name is Apu. I run the Quickie Mart. And the people were like, nah, stop. He was like, just kept going anyways.
No, bro. I just saw on TikTok how Cobra was shredding an acoustic guitar.
I just saw
that. Oh, yeah, you sent that. Didn't you literally send it?
Oh, no.
I like how it's like thinning here, but he has
full hair. Oh, no, that's a different one.
Is that different?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's his friend. It's a different account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you wondering?
Yeah, this is quality right here. The quality.
Yeah, they turned away by now.
Huh?
By this point, they already turned off the podcast.
Yeah, true. Nah. Anyways, let's talk about, Big Time Rush coming back. Why do you think the reason that they came back right now?
Money.
No, but do you think it's because are nostalgia. They still back by Nickelodeon or
nostalgia?
Yeah, that's Big Time Rush right there.
Your video post.
Oh. Hey, we got fans everywhere.
Yeah, but like, do you think Nickelodeon is still backing them or it's just
no? I think it's them independent.
So they just took the name Big Time Rush.
I think so.
Because it's kind of weird. Like, why didn't they just take it in the beginning?
It's probably a contract thing where they had to wait a certain amount of years.
That's what I was thinking. Because, like, if we look at this, and then, like, 2 years ago or a year ago, the people from That's the Classified School Survival Guide.
The podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Came out.
Yeah.
And, like, they've been making podcasts now. I see them on TikTok live sometimes.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been following them because I really like That's the Classified School Survival
Guide. Yeah, but how are you going to make a whole podcast about one TV show?
I think they just...
Bro, they're like...
I think like the 40. Name, the TV show is they're like, yo, come here for nostalgia, yeah. But stay for like what we're actually going to talk about.
I just saw
because they're like 50. Like each one of them had entire careers now.
What's her face?
Like going through it.
The girl. Mosley?
Yeah, Mosley.
She was... Yeah, the clip I just saw, she was like, yeah, I basically ran through everybody on the set.
Yeah, she did. She really did.
She did.
Yeah. And she also fell... she's been to rehab like twice, I think.
She had it rough. She should have ruined that like at episode 100.
Isn't she right now with the main guy?
That was like the first thing they talked about because she was the most, she's like the most famous one.
Yeah.
Because she was in the news for like going on like drug rants.
Oh.
Like going on.
Oh,
like
she also had a racist thing on TikTok too.
A racist thing on TikTok?
Yeah. There was like a dancing trend, I guess, where it was like mainly black people who were doing it.
Oh, yeah. And she was dancing Manny style.
And she was like, what is this? What's going on? What are we doing here?
What?
That's just funny that she did that shit.
Yeah, people were like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So she was, wasn't she a teenager when that happened?
No, the TikTok thing? TikTok's this was like a year ago.
No, I mean like her getting ran through.
Oh, yeah, but they just started
speaking about it. No, she was older. Oh. She was older to them by like a year or two.
Oh, okay. So she was of age.
Oh, no. Wait, what? She was not of age.
She wasn't of age, but she was just older.
Right? They all started when they were,
like 16, 15, no?
16, 15.
No, that one kid looked like he was 13 or 14.
Yeah, Ned was like 14.
Yeah.
Coconut head.
Coconut was like a baby. And then Mo said that she was older. I think she was like 16 or 17.
I mean, she did look older compared to Ned.
Ish. And she had to wear sports bras throughout the entire thing because she had like full-on titties.
Yeah, I heard that they had to wrap her too.
Yeah.
How are you hearing this? Who's telling you this, huh?
Who told you this?
It was, what's his name? The one who used to rent Nickelodeon?
Dan Schneider.
Oh, Dan Schneider.
Dan Schneider told me.
Actually, they didn't have anything to do with Dan Schneider.
They didn't?
It was just iCarly? Yeah.
iCarly.
Victorious.
Sam
and Cat.
There's also that one thing. Nudge the Classified got canceled because apparently they weren't getting backed up by Nickelodeon. Because this was like a whole different like cast and crew company and everything.
Oh.
Like everything else was getting passed through Nickelodeon. But Nudge the Classified was like its own thing that just got... Crazy. purchased and put onto the
belonging. Is their podcast actually good?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. They talk about they don't talk about Nesta Classified like a lot. Like after the first like three, because they were doing reviews in the beginning, where they were like going through like episodes, seasons, and then they were just like reviewing like all this specific episode and stuff. It's real interesting if you want to listen to it.
I'll probably listen to it.
I know I was listening to it because I was a big fan of the show.
There's top five Nickelodeon shows right now.
That's the classify.
There's another
episode. The show with Moe's.
No. There's another podcast that I saw. It was like the two people from fuck. Oh no. I can't remember. But they were in a podcast.
From what TV show?
It was from one of the Nickelodeon TV shows, but I forgot which one.
Jeanette McCurdy?
Huh?
Jeanette McCurdy?
No.
She was on a podcast.
No, it was like two guys.
Two guys.
Yeah.
Two guys, one Jeanette.
Why are you listening to
men? They were usually the side for characters. For real. They were the side characters.
Why would I want to listen to side characters?
For real, bro. What are you watching? No, let me see your phone right now. Let me see your history.
Let me see. Why do you have a USB connected to your...
No, but yeah. I don't know, man. Like, it's kind of crazy. I mean, hopefully they make money.
They are. They got Patreons.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they got subscribers on there. Well,
they always just like us on our Patreon.
Subscribe to our quality. You get video though.
At the end of their credits, I remember seeing like the first few episodes, no credits with like Patreons, then like a few Patreons, and then now it's like a solid minute of just like credits.
Damn, they're making money. That's good, bro, for them.
Good for them though.
Honestly, you bring a girl over.
Huh?
You're in bed with a girl. You're cuddling, watching Avatar. She's bald.
Why is she bald?
She turns to the right and she's like, "Edgar, where's there five USBs plugged into your laptop?" Oh, the fat black chick.
Why you guys keep reminding me of her, bro?
She looks to the left and she's like, "Edgar, why is there five USBs plugged into your laptop?"
Between every word, though, she has to breathe.
The way I found out that she was fat through that. Because I don't care if she's chubby, bro. Like, that's never an issue with me.
But I heard you yesterday.
That's an understatement. She was morbidly obese.
We were sitting there playing Overwatch.
Do you have any pictures?
No.
Damn. You didn't want to make any memories with her.
No, what the fuck, bro? As soon as she told me, like, "Yeah, we should be in pajamas and do like a little spa day," I'm like, "Nah." That's when I stopped talking to her, because
there's some shit you and me have to do.
I felt at that, when she hit me with that, I felt like she was too childish for me.
When we go to the
what's jealous about a spa day?
I don't know. It just feels fruity to me. I'm like, "Nah, I ain't built like that."
Fruity?
Oh, Brian would probably be down for that, but like with
Say Brian fruity?
Would you do that?
Well,
is it? Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't.
You're saying it's childish, but you're over here collecting Hatsune Miku posters.
Where are those?
Hosho Marin keycaps.
Nah, but it's there for
you. Nah, but it's spa day too childish.
It's there for
you. That thing says it's underage.
They're collectible.
Where is she, forever 11?
She's forever like 12, isn't she?
She's forever 17. Get it right.
Bro, that doesn't make it better.
No, but like, at that point, we should be with that. Like, I don't know what that
Check day. On Titan end.
Ended.
Did you guys watch it?
Oh, yeah, I heard of
it. They changed, like, a few things, too, between the manga and the anime.
I heard that a lot of people were, like disappointed.
Like, this Eren and Armin.
I heard that they get disappointed because Eren, supposedly, they started calling Eren a bitch. Because it's, like...
Because in the manga, everybody's all like, "Eren, you're amazing. You're saving us." And then in the anime, they're all like, "Eren, you bitch, you're a murderer."
No. The ending of the anime where like Eren specifically said he wants to see Mikasa and everyone else. Right. He's like, "What you mean?" But yeah,
it's over.
I heard it. The way it ended was like a kind of like a repeat, where because supposedly in the original timeline of the Attack on Titan, in the beginning, the whole reason they found Titans is because someone went through a cave or some shit and found a Titan.
Yeah.
And like in the ending of this one, they did the same thing.
Ymir, right?
Ymir. And in the beginning of and the end of this anime, it kind of did the same thing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a never-ending cycle.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like the tree just kept on growing, and then they showed 9/11. Well, their version of 9/11, and they're like, somebody's gonna find it in a few years.
That's pretty cool, honestly. I like those type of endings.
When Eren became a bird and clapped Mikasa.
They hated that shit, bro. I'm already expecting that.
You saw that image too?
Yeah.
They hated that shit. Everyone hated
I'm already expecting we go to AX. We're going to see a bunch of people.
Where like Eren turns into a bird?
Yeah. Somebody drew the bird clapping.
Yeah, you saw that photo too?
No, I didn't.
Don't lie to yourself.
Let me show you.
No, that's wild.
I'm expecting a lot of people to be like, AOT tribute.
No,
at AX.
I was like,
it's going to be annoying.
There was like a little trend that started happening for Boruto. It was like
Saruto.
Saruto.
Boruto. Do people actually like that? Are people fans?
People say that they're liking Boruto.
Some people like it.
I want to get into it because I recently saw images where like it's Naruto.
Don't do it.
Didn't.
And it's like Velociraptors doing the jutsus.
Yeah. It was Sasuke. He fought a bunch of Velociraptors and got clapped.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
I started watching it. It's not worth.
Dude, they nerfed the fuck out of Naruto, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
They really did. Not only that, but the animation sucks.
Why?
Well, bro, Edgar could have animated.
Bro, thank you.
That's not a compliment.
What's it called? His name, Kurama?
Kuruma.
He died, right?
Yes and no. Kind of.
Yeah, I heard that he died. Because I saw where like he disappeared. Well, he separated from Naruto.
He did.
Yeah.
Because of Kawaki. Is that the bird?
You should really make a
That's who drew that? That's not even the first one, bro. There's like way more.
Who drew that?
I don't know.
When the manga ended, there was like 10,000 of these photos.
I saved each one.
What the fuck is this? She did.
Fuck it, bro.
Well, I thought Falco inheriting both the beast and the jaw titan was real cool in how they portrayed it. Because he was just a jaw that could fly. I was like, bro, this shit fucking sick.
What's it called? Are you guys ready for the solo leveling anime?
The what?
It looks ugly.
Does it?
Wait.
Bro, they made Jinwoo look like a skinny man.
Stop.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about?
A solo leveling.
What is it?
It's like the Korean manga that actually popped up.
Bro, right? You're Korean. How do you not know this?
Bro, yeah. I don't read
Rooks. It's like legit. Because I think solo leveling, I take them away from Webtoon. And they're like, it's their own entity. Because there's Webtoons that popped off of, like, manhwas that popped off on Webtoon. But I think Solo Leveling popped off on its own, though.
Wait, it's becoming an anime?
Yeah. I think they're making it are they making it live action or no?
No.
Wait,
no.
Is it like Japanese studio or is it like a Korean studio?
It's Japanese studio. Japanese. People, I hate it. The reason I hate it is because they're going to take away the Jeju arc. So in the Jeju arc on Solo Leveling.
Too many Koreans have...
No. On this one, the Japanese betray the Koreans.
What?
Yeah, this one, yeah. Because, like, Korean heroes were, like, they were too powerful. And they were more than the Japanese.
Oh, okay.
So, like, they did a, like, collaboration. And, like, when they went inside, Japan, the prime minister of Japan, like, called, like, I leave them there. And everyone was saying that they're going to cut that out.
From the images I've seen, bro, they nerfed it so hard.
That ass? Yeah, I think, I don't think that Japan would have made it, like, justice.
Manga version, picture, like, a... 6'8" buff.
Korean?
Scary looking Korean.
Yeah.
Like Bob's type
anime Korean. Picture like Seth with swords. That's like the big difference.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, bro, what did you do to Jinwoo?
No, that's crazy though. I think you could have told that they were going to butcher the thing. I think it should have been done by Korean animation.
All right, speaking of anime. And vocals, why do you hate Ado?
Huh?
Why does your music taste so horrible?
What are you talking about, Ado? I just don't like Japanese music.
You just showed me Imase, bro. What are you talking about?
Because Imase can sing.
You just don't like Japanese music.
I don't like...
Nah, te contestiste. Like, whatever you say now doesn't even count.
Nah, now it's because on camera he's backing off.
Yeah, he's like...
I'm telling you right now.
This man heard Ado with 10 out of 10 vocals on a K-pop song. He's like, yeah, she don't sound good here.
Bro, she does not sound good at all.
The way he was complaining, I'm like, bro, this is just a fucking cover. She could do whatever the fuck she wants.
No, she can. When you said that, I was like, I'm going to stop here. Edgar's getting all in his feelings.
I was explaining to you.
Let me tell you why.
I was like, I struck a chord with Edgar. He's about to go hard defending his Japanese.
The thing that got me a little heated was that he tried to... Put his Korean music ideals his Korean to a Japanese music. Fucking singer.
Nah. Why is she even in this first genre?
I thought he was talking about a collab song. They're like, okay, maybe it's not Otto's fault. It might be the music director's because they, you know.
Nah, it's her fault.
You got to
balance
it, right?
It's 100% her fault. She needs to go to school.
Then I start searching. He's like, it's a fucking cover. Like, bro, a cover, they could do whatever they fucking
bro, if they don't follow my standards.
Yeah, if they don't follow the Korean genre. If they don't follow the genre of K-pop.
You're fucking wild.
I don't want them in there.
Otto, vocal range is... peak, bro.
It's she good. Has like an amazing vocal range. She to throw her on Anti-Fragile, I was like, no, Unforgiven.
Nah, let me play one of her songs. I'm like,
bro, what the fuck is she doing on here?
Otto. Let me see. Oh, what's her top song?
She was also Uta from One Piece.
Which one?
Uta.
This shit trash. Yeah, this is straight garbage.
I now play Unforgiven.
Unforgiven? Nah, I got you.
You can see the difference
just
in the
vocal. Just 30 seconds, though.
Bro, they're not going to see this. If we get sued over this, I'm going to be actually happy because that means hype saw us.
Wait, didn't like Suicide Boys, they got sued like 2 years later by, what's it called? Marshmello or Diplo?
They blew up.
No, but was it Marshmello or Diplo? Because they did Avalanche.
I think it was Diplo.
Yeah. Fire.
Nah,
fire, bro.
She can't even keep a fucking note, bro.
When she drops her tickets, I'm going.
The facts, to be honest. I'm going too.
You're gonna go watch a screen? She's gonna sit in the fucking crowd and just watch it like a movie? Isn't that what she's gonna do?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. This is a live tour, bro.
Yeah. I think it's
without different. Him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
What are you talking about? Wait, dude, what is she gonna be on the screen?
What is,
yeah, isn't what she a VTuber?
No.
Nah, this bitch is a VTuber, isn't she?
She's an actual person.
I mean, she is a VTuber as well, but like she shows her face in like concerts.
Nah, bro.
She's like an actual singer. She's an actual person.
Nah, she's not.
Don't talk to a Korean movie.
This. Look at me.
I love that, bro.
This shit hits garbage, cool, bro.
I don't understand what you're talking about. This shit hits hard.
And then this man over here listening to
Fragile.
Nah. Here, I'm gonna show you real good music, bro.
Shedding tears.
He puts every rap verse in the Koreans.
That blows Otto's entire career, bro.
Low key, I feel like when the Donda show happened, when that part came on, I feel like you closed your eyes.
He's like, yeah,
started I holding.
You were there, right?
Yeah, I was all the way at the top.
He's like, I was holding
Jesus'
hand. I was in the house.
Really?
was that a song Hurricane?
Yeah.
I feel like you closed your eyes, looked up at the sky.
Nah, that shit was trash. I hate the final Hurricane that we got.
Donda, please.
Hurricane V37 was peak.
What?
V78 was pretty decent too.
Whatever you said.
But yeah, once she drops tickets, I'm copying.
Yeah, I'm copying too.
What does she look like in real life?
That's the thing. Her whole gimmick is that she doesn't show her face.
I think she's showing
her face. She's hideous, bro.
Really?
Yeah, that's her whole thing. It's like she'll perform and like
the lights will be dark
on her. Yeah, bro, this is her.
Bro, that's the one who gave Jiwoo the powers.
Also, are we going to go see Ive or not?
Tickets
drop on Wednesday.
How much are they?
Probably not.
I don't know. Well, no, tickets drop on Thursday. Next week.
Are you gonna go?
I'll probably buy them like later on.
I want to.
Are you gonna go though?
This is who you're simping for?
Yeah.
This is Otto, bro.
This
is Otto.
Bro.
You can see this. Look at her. Beautiful. I can tell right away.
This is Otto though. The one with the skirt.
I feel like it's gonna be a good show, but I'm not gonna pay good money for it. I'll probably sit at the back.
Oh, if you go, I'm not going.
What?
I don't think it's gonna be a good show. Honestly, it's like hit or miss.
They got good songs.
I'm just going to show
hype
up.
Songs.
Nah. I don't know. I kind of don't want to go. I do and I don't. I want to get a picture of Won Young just for an inside joke that me and Lisa have. And then that's it. I don't.
As I'm saying, it's going to be at the Rosemont. So even if you settle the way at the back, you still
no,
get
no,
good
it's,
view.
It's at the Allstate Arena.
No, it's at Rosemont.
No.
No, bro. I just asked them. Won Young just told me.
No, because you click on Rosemont.
I couldn't go for him. I was there.
Bro.
It's
Won Young just told me.
Yeah,
exactly. The ancient Chinese proverb.
What was it? I remember one Chinese like, it means like, don't let the pig
eat the tiger. Yeah, I'll see Arena in Rosemont. It's not the Rosemont Theater.
No, yeah, it is Rosemont. See? Nah, you're wrong.
Bro, it literally says Allstate Arena.
I see Rosemont.
See?
Bro, you're wrong.
Look.
You're wrong.
Hi, Patreon. Allstate.
How much are tickets?
Damn, dude, what quality episode we're having right now.
Hey, you're the one who picked the topics.
Bro, I got topics.
There you go.
Here's a video where we dead and said, like, what are we going
to
talk about?
I'm still down. I got the iPhone 15. I can zoom in.
Huh?
That's true.
Hey, is the iPhone 15 worth it or not?
Tickets, huh?
Is the iPhone 15 worth it?
Yes.
Because a lot of people are saying, like, there's issues with the 15 already.
Like? That's the zoom.
Something about, like, it just turns black or the battery overheats and stuff like
What's
that.
What's wrong with it turning black? What's wrong with it, huh? Uh-huh. What's wrong with it turning black?
Nothing, but like it turns off.
Oh, it's going to lose so much rice.
Did you ever see the... I took a video on like for the store. A random ass video, and the quality was actually really good. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but mine's better.
With they got quality. A cool little thing. I think
with this quality.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think Android has this too, though. What? They got a cinematic mode, and then it just makes everything kind of look like a little movie.
Yeah. Don't get nervous now, Jose.
It's just your packs are coming out.
All right, let's get back to the topics.
What topics? What are we getting back to?
The topics we say, let's get back to the topics. The topic.
Nah, show me your Evangelion case, huh?
Oh, yeah, show me your Evangelion. Look at this. Look at it. Look at it.
Can you guys see it?
Damn, are you a hand model person?
Who's that? Who's the fingers, huh?
I don't know what these fingers
are. It was me fingering. Oh, it's
just your packs are coming
out. Damn it. You look cinematic.
Fuck, you can barely see his thinning.
Shut the fuck up. I was thinking maybe January 1st, I would just shave everything.
Shave what?
Bro, don't do that.
Cause, no, because I want to shave everything and then grow it out again.
Your head?
Yeah. I want to shave everything and grow
or
it out.
Or you can just let it grow out now.
No, because supposedly
you just gotta like pluck like two or three hairs in your bowl.
You're such a fucking liar. No, but like I was thinking, like shave everything.
Show your scalp to the camera.
And then let this grow out first and then just keep shaving the sides.
Fuck. All right, say less. I'll get you the surgery in Turkey.
What the fuck? The editor coming back with his.
With the fucking like bulb.
What is this for?
For the fucking mic? For like for the headset. That Brian doesn't
want to. Let me listen to the power.
The what?
Let me listen to the outlets.
The outlets.
Hi, we're the topics.
Oh, a little bit.
Hey, what man, you wanted us to record.
Oh, a little bit. Are we going to be playing Overwatch again or no?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Might as well just spend like fucking $80.
To be honest, I want to practice some more.
It was Overwatch. 50. What else did you buy?
No, remember he bought for the internet for a subscription.
Damn. That's crazy being poor.
Honestly, bro, you wish you could be like us. Fuck, bro.
What are you recording?
Oh, no. See, I told you it is. It's Casetify. Yeah, I be seeing their TikToks.
That's what it looks like.
Wait, are we going to be playing Overwatch together now?
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah. Might as well just spend like fucking $80 to get fucking
slurred. I think it blurs out. Like, it softens the outside and focuses in on the object. Down the gold there, I ain't gonna lie.
That's crazy being poor.
Look, man, oh fuck.
If you're still listening at this point, I'm sorry.
What? Oh, no. I'm sorry. Good that I did not play nothing, bro. Sorry,
God. One more career.
We're 52 minutes.
Yeah, let's just crank out 8 more minutes.
Let's crank out 8 more minutes.
Let's chop it up. What we doing?
Let's chop it up. I don't know.
Oh, I finally saw it work with you again.
When?
In like 2 weeks, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking of going on fire.
You and Basilin.
Yo, I was thinking of going on fire.
For 7 hours.
Ape. That's good enough.
For real, that's honestly pretty chill.
I was thinking of going on Fiverr.
Oh, I was showing Lisa the skins.
I was thinking of going on Fiverr and hiring a marketing manager.
In India?
For?
To like just.
The podcast?
Give her all of it and then let her do all the social media.
To blast out this episode? Huh? This is good content that we've been shooting.
No, but like start doing it like from round one for like episode one and stuff like that.
Oh.
She charges like a $150 a month.
Fuck.
That's pretty cheap, I ain't gonna lie.
Does she take schlop?
No. I would have been giving it over.
$150 a month to just put this on like a Facebook ad?
No, like
bro, give me it, I'll do it for you.
Honestly, I'd be down to hire someone to go through all our episodes and then like get clips.
Just give it to Neil, isn't he? Did he graduate like marketing or shit like that?
Yeah. Huh? The Indian?
Yeah.
This could be your moment.
I'm probably gonna just go on Discord.
We finally have an Indian.
I'm probably gonna go on Discord and hire like one guy and pay him like $100.
Cobra?
Yeah, Cobra.
Yo, we should hire Cobra.
For what?
Give him like $100. Like, hey, please just shout out our podcast.
Yeah,
I'm good. Do it.
If he does. No, but like, I gotta fix all the social media first.
Is his audience?
We can send him a pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, for the type of jokes we make, yes.
Yeah. I just hope we don't turn into a local. Why should we like dox the fuck out of you?
Why me? You're here. The amount of times that we've said that you live in Carroll Street.
No, Brian lives in Wendell. Jose lives in Glendale Heights.
Fuck.
I Edit that out.
If Cobra ever shouts us out, we're going to end up on local pages. It's for the fact we said Riz Rio and Gyatza.
Gyatza. Oh, yeah. What's happening over there?
Bro, we only got like 2 minutes left. What are you trying to bring up Palestine in Israel?
I don't know. You told me. I thought you went.
I didn't go. I keep seeing like gore videos.
Oh, did you see Zelensky asking for money?
Yeah, he's like, give me a credit card.
Credit. I'll pay you back in cash.
I'm like, bro, what are you going to pay us with?
Bro, didn't we give him like billions of dollars already?
Billions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gave him billions. And then we were like, this isn't trendy anymore. We go to Israel.
He's like, look what happened to Rwanda. We were there for like a week and then he did.
Remember? You guys seen Hotel Rwanda?
Who has it?
I'm going to show you my favorite quote.
What? From Hotel Rwanda.
That was a good movie. I did like it.
I like how every history class was like, so you can see how fucked up it is. I don't care. Like, hey, bro, 3 days of not studying, I'm down.
I remember seeing, do you guys ever see Devil's Arithmetic? Have you guys seen that one?
Wait, no.
Devil's Arithmetic?
No.
No.
It's another, like, Holocaust one. There's a scene where a woman gives birth. Yeah. And then she tries to hide it, but one time when the Nazis went inside the dorm.
Oh, they killed the baby.
The baby starts crying. Yeah, and they took her out and they killed the mom and the baby, right?
Yeah.
Did they ever show you guys the Kony documentary when you were in school?
Yeah. No. They did. No. Literally in high school.
Yeah, it was like a YouTube documentary for like 20 minutes long.
All I remember is.
This was freshman. You weren't there.
Freshman. All I remember is seeing like
you were Kony
2012 on the walls.
Our what was it? Humanities teacher? Was it humanities?
Oh, say his whole government right now.
Huh?
Say his whole government.
I think it was like Mr. Miller or some shit.
Oh, Miller? I love him.
No, not Miller.
He's the one who like turned my D to a fucking C.
Damn. He took your dick. He took your dick and did what?
Because you gave him the schlop.
Dude, swear to God, if you wouldn't turn that one into like a C, I wouldn't fucking would have graduated that year.
You still would have been a super senior right now.
Which I'm not a super senior. I graduated the same year as Brian.
You're still going to those football games, huh?
It's because I talked up to him. I was like,
you talked up to him?
Not to you. What's he called?
Miller.
No, I talked to the principal. I was like,
the principal, the dean.
Freak my boy Edgar.
Fucking dean, bro.
How would you feel if you found out Edgar was still going back to your high school to the football games?
To the football games.
Trying to riz up the freshmen.
No, that's wild.
I'm like, damn, you're going to be your wingman, bro. What is the freshmen? Hold on.
What is this?
I remember one time we were doing a safety drill, and then like this one guy who graduated like a year before.
Oh, he just showed up out of nowhere.
Right? He showed up out of nowhere, and then so.
What's his name?
No, what's his name? Luis pointed him out. He's like, is he the sex? Is he a sex offender? He's not supposed to be in the school. And all I see is the teacher like, hey, wait a minute, come over here. I don't know what happened afterwards. I don't know if he was joking or not.
There was actually a lot of super seniors, weren't there?
Yeah.
There was Jay. There was that one guy, Alex.
No, Jay wasn't a super senior. He was smart. He just like came back to do like college credit classes.
Instead of going to college?
Yeah, instead of going to college.
My white high school had like 50,000 of those.
For real?
You would be in class and they'd probably be like, hey, Mr. Anderson.
And then the guys all like, what are you doing here?
He would wait in the hallway and the bell rang and be like, hey, remember me? Remember your first day here? I was already leaving. Remember me?
The teacher's all like, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, you know, I'm just here to pick up my girlfriend.
I'm taking her to McDonald's.
McDonald's is treating her off the dollar menu.
Off the dollar menu, something fancy.
Were you guys allowed to leave campus for lunch?
Yeah. But you had a car.
Fuck. Must be nice. We used to, and then like 50 kids just never showed back up again.
Fucking A.
I'm dead, whatever.
Stop recording.
After 57 minutes, Brian didn't say shit.
For real?
Yeah.
Hello? Hey, I guess it's time to end it.
It's time to end it.
Time to end myself.
I will take the audio off the camera.
Okay. All right, since we got time to go back to my local high school.
We're going to go visit a little bit.
Time to go scout.
Hello.
What's up?
Did you just say Riz up?
Riz Rio and Gyatza?
But this was the most shitty episode ever, bro.
Yeah.
It was okay. It was decent.
I guess.
There was a good back and forth.
Yeah. It's me saying, let's get back to topic.
Did you already pause it?
Huh?
Are we still recording?
We're still recording.
Guys, it's been a fun time.
It's been a decent, all right time. We'll do better next week.
First Patreon video. I'm glad this is what you're viewing.
First and last Patreon.
To watch the video, the prices will be on the screen right now. Basic entry, $35 a month.
If you're a real fan, it's $5,000.
If you're a real friend, $50. What are you getting with $50? Everything you get for $35.
Yeah. No, never mind. Whatever you get at $50,000, it's everything except two of the major things on the $35.
Brian will draw you a custom PC wallpaper.
The fuck? Why are they there?
All right. Follow us on all social medias. Bye-bye.